This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Florida's called the Sunshine State, but we really don't live up to the name when it comes to solar power. Research by the Solar Energy Industries Association shows that while we're third in the nation for rooftop solar potential, we're 14th when it comes to solar capacity that's actually been installed. The University of South Florida is trying to change that with groundbreaking research and solar installations at both the Tampa and St. Petersburg campuses. One of the most visible projects is a large solar thermal power plant on the south end of the Tampa campus. It's part of the Clean Energy Research Center, which is led by Professor Yogi Goswami.
This plant is actually putting electricity into the building which is next to the plant. If it produces more energy than the building can use, it can feed it back into the grid.
The plant's 200 solar panels generate about 50 kilowatts of power, but work is being done to double the capacity. That 50 kilowatts would be enough to power around 10 average households. Right now, however, the plant doesn't have any way to store energy.
We're looking for funding from the state so that we can not only provide storage here, but also demonstrate to companies how they can use storage to overcome intermittency of solar.
That storage is a system that Goswami says is much more cost-effective than large batteries. He helped develop golf ball-sized capsules of salt that are wrapped in ceramic.
As salt is heated, it melts and therefore stores a lot of energy. And when you take energy out of it, it freezes back and releases that energy.
He adds that the plant serves one more important purpose. It's a hands-on classroom for students interested in solar power.
It's not enough for them to read it from the textbooks or hear lectures. It's very important for them to be able to come and see a plant like that, be able to touch it, be able to work on it, and if needed to fix it if it's not working.
PhD student Francesca Maloney says one of the other benefits is learning how to work as a team with classmates.
So here everyone's coming from a different background. I'm coming from a civil engineering background, but I'm now going to mechanical. There's other students that they have backgrounds in mechanical and chemical in our lab. It's a collaboration of all these students.
Student collaboration is driving another solar project on the Tampa campus. A team led by environmental science and policy senior John Pills has received approval to add over 1,000 solar panels to a solar film system already set up on the roof of the Marshall Student Center.
Well, at some points of the day, this center will be solar panel powered completely. As in, this building will be putting out more energy than it's taking out from the grid.
The project has received more than $1.4 million from the USF Student Green Energy Fund. That's a student fee-funded effort that encourages students to come up with ideas that reduce campus greenhouse gas emissions.
To me, the most important thing about the Student Green Energy Fund is that it does take student ideas from any kind of student.
Similar student efforts, along with a $1 million grant for Duke Energy, led to the installation last year of a solar array on top of a 7-story parking garage at USF St. Petersburg. The system powers the garage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thanks to a pair of huge batteries made by electric car maker Tesla. We spoke to student David Vasquez from the USFSP Office of Sustainability at the array's formal unveiling last May.
The more people are used to seeing big energy solar arrays on roofs, the more people are going to want them and the more it's going to become normal. And then we'll have a culture where everyone cares for the environment.
For more information, including video of USF's solar sites, check out our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.